Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the first 1 1/4 juz of the Quran Sharif, 1 1/4 paras of the Quran Sharif was recited. Inshallah, we will just do a brief summary of about 20 minutes daily on the different aspects or lessons which we can learn from the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. We start off with the Surah Fatiha, and this is called Ummul Quran, the mother of the Quran, and the basic aqaid and beliefs or the basic tenets of Islam, which are three, I explain in this surah: Tawheed, Risalat, and Akhirat. This is the basic three important points mentioned in the Quran Sharif over and over: Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Risalat, the coming of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Akhirat, the life of the year after. So these are the three main beliefs throughout the Quran Sharif which is mentioned there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off mentioning about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb, creator, sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe, the most compassionate, the most merciful, and the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Some ulama say that Allah ta'ala in these ayats are mentioning to us that man is muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our conditions. In the past also, Rabbil Alameen, we were not in existence, Allah gave us existence, and Allah created all the systems in the world. At the present moment, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. At every moment, we are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in future also, we will be in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Maliki Yawm al-Din. On the day of Qiyamah, we are completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, His mercy, His compassion. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned an amazing point here. He said that Allah ta'ala did not take Qadi Yawm al-Din, the judge of the day of Qiyamah, because a judge is bounded by laws and certain restrictions. He has to follow the laws. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik, the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala can do as He wants to. As Allah wants to free somebody, Allah wants to shower His rahmat and mercy upon somebody, Allah ta'ala can do that there. So Allah is Malik. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that first is the marifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then why have we come in this world? Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. We admit that, oh Allah, we have come in this world to humble ourselves before You, to become Your servants and your slaves. And only You we worship, oh Allah ta'ala, and we seek Your help. And so Maliki Yawm al-Din also refers to Akhirat, the life of the year after. The first few verses regarding Tawheed. And the last two ayats are referring to Risalat, the part of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to get guidance, you want to get ma'rifat of Allah, you want to get the right path towards Akhirat, then we need the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will show us. And together with this, we need the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will guide us. So here a person makes dua to Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. This is the most important thing which we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidayat, guidance. That is why in every salat, in every rakat, a person is begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I want hidayat, I want guidance. And we have to continuously ask, you know, throughout our life. And no matter what level of guidance a person reaches, there's always higher levels. There's no limit where a person can say, now is enough. We are always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has got guidance, there is a high level of guidance. Then we need istiqamah and steadfastness and guidance. So in ihdina siratul mustaqim, we are asking Allah ta'ala for all of this. That Allah give us more hidayat and keep us steadfast on the straight path. And which path is that? The path of those people, oh Allah, who You have favored. And who are those? That is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam firstly. And then the siddiqeen, those with yaqeen and conviction is very, very strong with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the shuhada, the martyrs who have given their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And the salihin, the righteous and the pious people. So all of these people, oh Allah, let us follow their path, the path of those who You have favored. So is that only Sirat al-Kitab, the path of the Kitab, the path of the Quran? Because we cannot understand the Quran Sharif without Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah has mentioned that Allah has created two silsilas, two paths to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Kitabullah, one is Rijalullah, the book of Allah and the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and without cutting out the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can also go with guidance. Because you can't understand the actual meaning of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we only got the book of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we haven't got the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't see, is this person really a man of Allah or not? And he'll misguide us and we'll think we are on the right path. So the Jews went off because they only took the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so they became maqdubi alayhim. The Christians, they only they discarded the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They killed Abiy alayhim salam also. On the other hand, you get the Christians who had so much of love for the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're not even looking at the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they started making funny beliefs. Example, the belief of Trinity, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that is one in three in one. Whereas in the whole Bible, if a person studies, he will come across till today's time with all the changes. Only the oneness of Allah ta'ala is mentioned in the Bible. There is only one place in the Bible which makes a sign towards the three, the Trinity. So now, even if they're looking at their own Bible, they will definitely come to understand that this is one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even that they have left out. Clear signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned there. But they went on the other extreme. They had so much of love for Allah, for the Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they made him a god. So these are two paths of deviation. And the right path is to take the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah mentions about the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the person asks Allah ta'ala for hidayat, so the next surah is Surah Baqarah, where Allah ta'ala starts off saying, Thalik al Kitab. You are asking for hidayat, he's given you the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with this, we have given you the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalik al Kitab, la rayba fi, in which there is no doubt at all. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts Surah Baqarah with Alif Lam Mim, which are called Huruf Muqatta'at. These are the huruf which the meaning of it is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some ulama say by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it was known. Allah ta'ala is teaching us right in the beginning. In many places this ayat comes, Alif Lam Mim, which we know, we do not know the meaning. So Allah ta'ala is telling us in the beginning of these surahs that see, your intelligence and your intellect is very minimal. It's very small. You cannot understand even these letters of the Arabic language which you are masters and you speak. So how are you going to understand? Use everything according to your logic. Don't follow your logic. Follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, by means of this, a person will be saved. Otherwise, our minds are very small, extremely small, finite. And Allah is infinite. Allah's qudrat is so great. Allah's knowledge is so great. So do not try to use your logic and your understanding and to follow the, whatever laws a person wants to follow, but follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are three groups of people who will follow this, regarding following this book. The first one is the people of Iman. And these are the qualities which a person has to bring within himself. Allah ta'ala says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. But they cannot see, but they say, سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا وِيَّا, and we obey. They believe in the unseen. So this is a very important point, that we have to believe in the unseen, not something which a person sees. Otherwise, there is no imtihan and examination. The examination is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing is, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. So they believe that correct. Second quality is yuqimuna salah, they have iqamat salah, perfection of salah. Aqama yuqimu means to make something straight. So they are always making an effort to make their salah straight, to perfect their salah. In here, the ulama say there are different meanings. One is our wudu must be correct, our ghusl must be correct. Then we must straighten ourselves when we are standing shoulder to shoulder. And then a person performs for males, performs salat in jamaat, in the masjid. And also with the full concentration and devotion. And we try to better our salah each time as it goes. So this is iqamat as-salah. And وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. This is our badani ibadat, our bodily ibadat, acts of worship. And with regards to the wealth which Allah has given us, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. What Allah Ta'ala has granted to them, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala didn't say spend all your money in the path of Allah. Allah said a portion of what we have granted you, they are people of iman, those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they also believe whatever has been revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever has been revealed to the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here the ulama say that Allah Ta'ala didn't say min ba'dik, after you. It means there is no new Nabi to come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the finality of Nabuwat, the seal of Nabuwat. There is no new Nabi to come now after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shariat will continue till the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah mentions another quality in the people of Iman is وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Regarding the akhirat, they have got complete yaqeen and conviction. There is not the slightest amount of doubt. The opposite of iman is kufr. And the opposite of yaqeen is shak, doubt. So they've got no doubt at all. They've got yaqeen and conviction that there is a life of the year after. I have to go in the qabr. I have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the qualities. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions they are on the right path and they are rightly guided. On the other hand, you get the kufar and disbelievers. Allah mentioned them in two ayat. And then in 13 ayat, in verses, in the whole ruku, two pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qualities of the munafiq, the hypocrite. Because this was the most dangerous group. You have to be very careful of them. They are like a snake in a person's bed. When there's a snake outside, it's dangerous. But the snake in your bed, how much more dangerous is that? Sleeping there, you do not even know there's a snake there, how it will bite you. So Allah ta'ala mentions these qualities which we have to abstain from. One is Allah ta'ala says, about 12 qualities Allah mentioned about the munafiqin and hypocrites. Which a person must see, we do not have those qualities within our lives. And we must be careful. So amongst the people are those who say we believe in Allah and the day of Qiyamah. But in actual fact, they do not believe. They've got their own understanding, ideology of Allah Ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah. They try to deceive the people and they are only deceiving themselves. Allah Ta'ala says they've got spiritual sicknesses in their hearts and Allah increases them in the spiritual sickness. And they've got the habit of speaking lies in great abundance. And when it is said to them, do not cause trouble in the earth, They say, we are only making Islam, we are only making reformation. But Allah Ta'ala says they are the ones who are causing trouble in the world. They do not even know so. Some ulama say that if you look at the Shias, many of these, all the qualities found in here are found amongst the Shias. So much so, one of the great Imams, who the Shias regard as one of the Imams, that is the great Imam of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, he said, whenever you look in the Quran at the qualities of the Munafiqs and hypocrites, you will find all of those qualities in the Shias. So wherever the Munafiqin are mentioned, these are the qualities of that found in the Shias. And not only the Shias, but in today's time, you get many, many other groups, many modernists also, they've also got a very similar thing. When he said to them, do not cause trouble in the earth, do not change the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, we are only making Islam, we are correcting. But Allah ta'ala says, they are actually causing fasad and trouble. And when he said to them, believe like how the people have believed, how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu believed, how the great people of the past had believed, they say, must you believe like those, the stupid people, like the foolish people. Allah says, Allah, innahum sufahaw, they are the stupid and foolish people. But we do not even know, they do not even know that what foolishness they are saying. So this shows that following the akabir, following the elders, the importance of it, having iman like the people of the past. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala did not say, aminu kama aman al-rasul. He said, kama amanan nas, like how the people. And the people here is referring to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, tabi'in, 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 the great people of the past. And Allah mentions the munafiq, when they meet the people of iman, they say, we also have iman, we also believe. But when they go to the shayateen, the other friends, then they say, we are with you people, they are two-faced. So Allah Ta'ala says that, Allah Ta'ala mentions the punishment which these people, instead of hidayah, they have got kumrah and misguidance, and they will never be successful. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the fear that they have got within themselves, and they only look generally for their worldly benefits, wherever they can find worldly benefits, they go in that path and in that direction. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned this group in great detail for us to save ourselves from these qualities, and to be careful of all the batil firqas and groups. And if a person studies any group which is misguided, and we look at the usuls of the Quran Sharif, inshallah, a person will be saved and protected from following the misguidance. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that all three groups, people of iman, disbelievers, and the munafiqs, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come back to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has created you. Allah is the one who created those before you. And Allah is the one who has made the earth for you a very comfortable place for a person to walk, like a bedding, a carpet out for a person. And Allah ta'ala created the heavens as a cover for people, as a building, as a roof for people. Allah ta'ala is the one who has sent down the rains and taken out the beautiful, wonderful fruit, which is sustenance for a person. And Allah ta'ala, together with this, has given us the Quran Sharif. And if you've got any doubt regarding the Quran Sharif, Allah gives a challenge. Bring one surah which is similar to the Quran Sharif, like Inna Atayna Kal Kawthar. And Allah says it's impossible, and you'll never be able to do it. So fear the fire of Jahannam. And give the glad tidings to the people of Iman. If you believe properly, Allah has got Jannah prepared for a person. And a person, on the other hand, if a person is not prepared to accept, then Allah has got the fire of Jahannam, which has already been prepared. And the fuel of Jahannam is people and stones. And Allah Ta'ala says, U'iddat lil kafirin, it already has been prepared for the kuffar and disbelievers. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam when he had come in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he told the angels, I am making a khalifa on the surface of the earth. So the angels are surprised that, oh Allah, you're going to make somebody in the world who will cause trouble in the earth, and he will shed blood. Some ulama say that this means that they saw two qualities in human beings. The one quality was of lust and desires within a person, and the other quality was quwwat-e ghadabiyya, of anger within a person. So they said, oh Allah, these people will cause fasad, they will cause zina, they will try to fulfill every single desire of theirs, and they will shed blood because of the anger within themselves. Whereas we are praising you all the time, we are mentioning your greatness. So Allah Ta'ala told him, I know many things which you people do not know. Then Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, gave him the knowledge, which because of the knowledge, Allah Ta'ala eventually made the angels make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So because of knowledge, Adam alayhi salam became a sujood al-malaika, the one who the angels made sajda towards. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the angels saw that these two qualities eventually, what they will lead a person to, the quality of love will lead a person to lust, will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all it must be channeled in the right direction. And on the other hand, the quality of ghadab, ghadabiyya, it will lead a person to having hatred for enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to jihad, to sacrificing one life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what beautiful qualities. They only saw the outward qualities and they thought how harmful it is. But with knowledge, and a person realizes that these qualities are very great and where it can take a person towards. So together with knowledge, and a person follows that, then a person becomes very high and very lofty in the world. But automatically human beings are weak, you will make mistakes. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made a mistake, but as soon as he made a mistake, then he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him with certain words which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him successful thereafter. he was successful, Allah Ta'ala increased his rank. So here the ulama say that we also, just like Adam alayhi salam is in need of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we every single human being till the day of Qiyamah is in need of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that guidance is the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter in great detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the bounties which Allah ta'ala granted to the Bani Israel. That Allah ta'ala told the Bani Israel, come back to the right path. I have granted you many, many bounties in the past. And in here there is a lesson for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat mentioned that two things. One is Allah ta'ala mentioned these things. So we must take lesson. The Bani Israel, how they were misguided, we must not become misguided like them. And the second thing, second lesson we learn from here is that we should be careful of the Jews and all of the evils. So that is why Allah ta'ala is warning us about the Jews. In great detail Allah has mentioned the next maybe three quarter para, next three quarter Jews, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of their bounties, the bounties of Jannah, the food which Allah ta'ala granted to them. And every bounty Allah granted to them, unfortunately these people had many, many evil qualities. How can we stay away from these qualities of nashukri, of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making a mock of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala given them certain commands, and then they turn away from accepting the commands of Allah ta'ala, started putting doubt, or started going into the depth. Why is it like this? Why is it like that? Asking all questions. So Allah ta'ala mentions all of this in great, great detail of the Bani Israel. Allah ta'ala mentioned one evil quality they had. فَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. You believe in some portion of the kitab, and disbelieve in some portion of the kitab. Whoever does this, yeah, Allah says, إِلَّا خِجْن فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There will be this great in the worldly life, and on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be returned to the most severest of punishments. A person believes in portion of the kitab, and he disbelieves in certain portion of the kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about after getting wahi and revelation, instead of following revelation, they started following jadu, magic and witchcraft, and they use all of this in the wrong the direction. And they felt also still that no matter how much of wrongs we have done, we are still accepted servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says all this is not enough. A person has to have obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala gives the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he built Kaaba Sharif. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the building of Kaaba Sharif. And Allah ta'ala asked us to follow in the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salam at the time of death, he also encouraged his sons. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam also at the time of death, he told his sons, one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worship, otherwise the person will become misguided. We have to follow, remain on that path. And then in the second para, in the second juz, Mr. Yaqul, the first quarter which was recited last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the important vessel of the Kaaba. Follow the Kaaba, which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us. At that time they were following Baitul Maqdis. So when Allah ta'ala gave the command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow Kaaba Sharif now, many people had objections, and they started going against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people even left the fold of Islam because of this year. They couldn't accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it like this? Why is it like that? Whereas actual thing is to follow the command of Allah Ta'ala, not our desires. وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعَتَ أَهْوَاهُمْ. If you have to follow their desires, after knowledge has come to you, after ilm has come to you, then you will be a great oppressor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about this year. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. In life you will have different conditions, problems will come into a person's life, but seek the help of Allah with sabr and salah. So sabr, to accept that this condition has come to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is great benefit for me even if I cannot understand it. And inna Allah ma'a sabirin, and then salah together, the physical thing is salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, definitely we will test you in this world, but when difficulties come into a person's life, immediately a person must read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every one of us has to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Hakim Zawr rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, if any difficulty comes in a person's life, they don't only read this dua one time, but you keep reading this dua, inshallah, it will give tasalli and comfort to a person. So it's one great amal and ibadat for when a person goes through problems in life to continue reading the dua. And it is a sunnah dua also after that, say, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayra minu. We can learn that dua also. But even if not that, just this dua, yeah. Because Allah mentions, ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim wa rahmah. Allah's special mercy and Allah's general mercy comes down upon people who turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in musibat and difficulties and calamities and sicknesses. Or somebody passes away, our attention must go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of eating halal. Not only halal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, halal and tayyiba. Eat halal food also, and pure food, wholesome food, healthy food. And do not follow in the path of shaitan. When a person is eating the wrong things, automatically he will start following in the path of shaitan. And certain things Allah has made haram for people, these are only for the benefit of human beings. so that a person can be saved from harmful things in his body and certain things. Allah Ta'ala, when a person is forced, then Allah has given permission for certain things. So all of this Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in great detail. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on the verse.